With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
legendary legends only.
Oh, a little extra.
I'm about to cancel the name of our podcast.
Uh-oh.
Because All-Star 7 just kicked off.
Oh, no.
And this time around, you collect legendary legend stars if you win.
Oh.
There might be a lawsuit in the works.
This is copywritten work. It is a published piece.
Mrs. RuPaul Charles, mm-hmm. This is assistant deceased.
Yes.
This is...
We will be sending a cow to your ranch.
We will.
With papers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're renting a yak from Jeffrey's ranch.
Oh.
And we're tying papers to it. And it's a yak that's trained to smell the fracking.
A frack yak.
Frack yak. Yeah. No.
Slay!
Ruin the frack yaks.
Don't give her that idea.
She's
That'll be the next Rusical.
That's true. But legend is something that comes up in this season so much. They're not called queens even. He says like, 8 legends
Bring
stand before me.
My
legends.
No.
Like, legend is beaten to the fracked ground in this season.
Cracked, fracked.
Cracked and fracked. It is a spectacular season so far, but the prize is literally a legendary legend star. And the whole time I was like, oh no. Legendary legends.
And you're going home, sweetie.
No. That's the twist. Nobody's going home.
Well, there is sarcasm to the name of our podcast, too.
No, it's entirely real.
Yes, everything is very serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But well, how are you?
Two.
You're two?
Yeah.
Are you feeling
the day that you're listening 22? To this, it's my birthday, so...
Happy birthday
to me. Oh, I don't know about you, but it is May 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to speak on somebody who sang a song about that in just a minute.
Yes, we actually will be discussing her.
How do you feel? Bolder, stronger, wiser?
No.
Maybe.
I was thinking about it. I was just like, you know what? I'm glad that I still have my hair.
Yeah.
Like, I was just kind of thinking about the number, and I was like, I don't feel that number.
Right.
But, like, whatever. You know?
You're as free as your hair.
Yeah.
You've still got your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these days, we count our blessings.
Yes.
Follicle by follicle.
Exactly. The foot is, like, a 3 out of 10. I still have a full head of hair.
Hair, body, foot.
Yeah. Listen, you know, every day, something new.
It's definitely true. Yes. Obviously, yeah, we've got another thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's popping out.
Oh, speaking of births.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was going to go down a different path of the latest possible pandemic.
Oh, I did see that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. From Dr. Tiffany on TikTok, my go-to source.
Well, there you go. Mm. Yeah, it's like just when you thought you were safe to go back to the beach.
Yeah.
Or the whatever. A little bit of monkeypox.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Monkeypox. You should dub in.
Like, we are frightened of
monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
Don't be afraid of
monkeypox.
We will not be kissing or hugging. I can't. Nope. Until they figure out this.
Monkeypox.
We're going to get banned, shadow banned for misinformation.
I'm sure we already are.
Yeah.
Because I used the word Ava Max in a caption. Vaccine misinformation?
Yeah.
Henny whomst.
Wash your hands, sweeties.
Wash your hands, sweeties. Yeah, this is a whole new one. I still have to read, you know, worrying threads on Twitter about it. I haven't yet because I said one thing at a time.
Yeah, I can't anymore.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, until we deal with that.
Yeah.
Something more positive. Let's talk about births. Different kind of births.
Oh,
well.
Not sure why anyone would want to bring new life into this world.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Well,
not really. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not really. The rising seas. Anyway.
Literally. When my family asked when they were getting grandkids, I looked at them and I was like...
There was just a viral tweet that was like, my grandparents want grandkids. The best I can do is alcoholism. Yeah.
You want my Tamagotchi? I don't know. You
can best sign I can up do for is the plants, Sims personally. 4. Yeah.
It's a Memorial Day sale, not sponsored.
I've got a Monstera Deliciosa. Does that count as a child?
Oh, I just planted new flowers. Look.
Oh, they're sprouting. She's sprouting. What's that?
Forget me nots.
Oh. Little Sky Ferreira, don't forget me nots.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Also, I am drinking ice water because it is
hot.
87, 88 mm-hmm. degrees outside.
It's too hot.
It's too hot.
Say my name. However, you know who I am. It's too hot.
It's unintentionally giving you the Drag Race edit where the girls are just... Oh, that refreshing. It's Ava Max Diet Coke. Coke Max. What was it called?
I forget.
Coca-Cola Max. I don't think it was Max. I think just putting her name in it. It's the one that tasted like the galaxy, which tastes like raspberries.
I literally forgot. Not Space Fine. Coke.
Space Coke.
That's what everyone was calling
it. No, that's when
it.
You send Twinks up to space. And then... Yeah. Anyway.
Breaking news.
Breaking water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Breaking dishes.
Breaking dishes, breaking water.
Well, the Bobby's gonna probably...
Yes.
Probably be breaking dishes soon.
Yep.
Terrible Twos incoming.
Yeah, she didn't drop an album, but she did drop a Bobby.
Mm-hmm, congratulations. A little rude boy popped out.
Yes. Rena, Rihanna, Fenty. Now, when she did the pregnancy reveal, she did seem rather far along. And I remember we were like, that seems like it's going to be any minute, not so much like 9 months from now.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who was closest when we guessed?
Oh,
did I say June?
I do think you said June.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Price is right. I win.
Yeah, prices are soaring.
Oh, yeah, they are. Where's she going to get her formula from? No, sorry.
Where are we going to get the formula from?
Sorry.
Not from space. Not from Ava Max. Where are we going with this? Rihanna had her Bobby. She did not drop a surprise double album, as I was hoping, along with the baby. She had other plans to just have the baby, I guess. And, we just want to say congratulations. And we are excited to buy Fenty Baby.
Probably incoming.
Yeah, probably diapers, binkies, rocking things, rocking horse. There's options.
Yeah.
Definitely baby socks. She's already in the sock industry.
Oh.
Yeah. That's Fenty X Savage. There were socks.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, we stan.
We do. Yes, we stan babies. We don't always stan the mother pop that comes with it, but that's the price you pay.
Not for me, but.
Yeah. No. You know what? I'm just not feeling this one.
No. I am destined to be the gay uncle.
The gunkle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There for a short time, not a long time. A little visit, a selfie.
We're only here for a short time, so just have a good time. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Oh, it's true.
Well, Rihanna, welcome to the world.
Well, she's been here. Oh, little rude boy. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the world. And your debut begins any day now, so start training for your pop career.
She'll post it right after we're done recording.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
That always happens.
Yeah, we do need a name as well. Should we do a name guess?
I feel like
I know that one of the Kardashians is called it, I believe, the Kardashian Babies, but Rain would make a lot of sense, honestly, because that Rihanna Rain.
Oh.
I could see a Rain Fenty happening or something related to legacy. I don't know.
King.
Like, I would not be surprised.
Wait, so what's her actual technical last name?
Fenty.
Yes, okay. Sorry, there's so many.
Yes.
The Right Honorable.
The Right Venerable Honorable Excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty. Yeah.
Rain Fenty is chic.
Honestly, yeah.
King Fenty is also
King
chic.
King Fenty. It could definitely be something sort of like, what's that? Regal. Gilded glamour.
Regal Fenty.
Regal Fenty. Stuart Fenty.
Oh, wait, that actually kind of has, that's rich sounding.
It'll sound like money. It could be money, Fenty. We'll just have to wait and see. Or actually, what is ASAP's real name? Let's find out. ASAP Rocky, Rakim. Oh, it could be like a Rakim Jr.
Ooh, I wonder if they'll go with R because they both have R's. Mm.
It's possible. Regardless, she'll be posting it an hour after this is uploaded, yeah. Rendering it all entirely outdated.
Yep. Congratulations. Happens a lot.
It does. Sure does.
Well, speaking of news that happens after we record, We also want to quickly send our love to Brittany, who shared news last week, late last week, that she unfortunately suffered a miscarriage.
Yeah, we just wanted to send our love and support to Brittany and Sam. Unfortunately, that was the news from Brittany, but
and she's asked for privacy.
Yes.
So that is what she will get.
Mm-hmm.
So stop fucking leaving shitty comments.
Here we go again.
On her fucking Instagram.
We're moving on from the Instagram.
Anyway, sorry. We're going to have fun today. There's a lot of good things to talk about.
There's a lot of media.
And good new music to take your tits and shake them out to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a media overload this week. I did feel a bit like I can't consume all of this.
Yeah, I fully shut down at the beginning of the week.
There are shows I haven't seen yet and albums I haven't listened to because there was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary kicked off. Drag Race kicked off. There's a lot. Some albums dropped.
I just want to be outside.
It's too hot.
It is, but it's also like I just
want to touch grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Like, be in air under the clouds.
That I feel very, very much so.
Well, anywho, someone who did not have their tits out because they were covered fully in a graduation robe.
Cap and gown.
Mm-hmm. How do we even pronounce this now? It's the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Taylor Swift officially got a doctor of fine arts, which is, I'm going to try to butcher this, honoris causa?
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
From NYU.
Yes.
What can't she do?
Can't think of a single thing.
Yeah, this is a honorable award degree.
Yes. She...
People are mad.
Well.
But like, I don't care.
That's the way it is, to quote Celine. But yeah, she delivered the commencement speech for the graduates at NYU, New York 2022. And then also, I think it was a do-over for the 2020 girls.
Oh.
I think so. Because they never got to have that.
Right.
Yeah. So she received an honorary doctor of fine arts, and she gave a speech veiled as life hacks, according to The Independent.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was good, too. There were some funny moments. She mm-hmm. had relatable moments, as Taylor does.
Self-aware.
And I thought it was good actual advice. It was very solid. I think one of the best moments was when she talked about living with the cringe, which, to be fair, is like even millennial to refer to the cringe. So it was sort of like ironically cringe to talk about cringe, but she said that. It was very meta.
Yeah. She was making a good point.
She was. She was like, whatever you're wearing right now, you're going to make fun of in 10 years. And it's good to make fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, don't even try cool because you're not going to be cool forever. And she is correct, unless you're Rihanna. But otherwise, yep. It was a good speech. You can check out the full version everywhere. And yeah.
Commencement people... speech, Taylor's version.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, what was that? I hear sirens. Oh, she's
Taz
already here.
Taz management coming.
Oh.
You cannot quote her directly without her express permission. See you in court.
Sirens go off.
Oh, and I also liked, she said, it seems to me there's a false stigma around eagerness in our culture of unbothered ambivalence. This outlook perpetuates the idea that it's not cool to want it. And I really loved this because I do feel it's very easy to be cynical, mean, bitchy, especially on social media, when somebody expresses earnest desires or interest in things, the shutdown, the quote tweet is always, you know, going to
do
numbers totally. But, and it really discourages people from earnestly enjoying things. So I always like that. And I like that she's always made that a point because she's overly earnest all the time, which gets her made fun of a lot. And I like that because as somebody who indulges in what some people would say are guilty pleasures in pop music, I like people who are unapologetically into whatever they're into and earnest. So I like that point from Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, are we stans?
I just got on my Swift soapbox. I ordered that off the Reputation Tour merch stand.
You know what? I like her. I liked this.
Yeah, and I think people enjoyed it as well. I know there was backlash online, but I feel like if it's ever a pop star, there's backlash, like giving a speech. It's like, oh, what is she?
Yeah. You know. Who does she think she is?
Who does she think she is?
Also, shout out to the class of 2022.
You did it.
The girls.
Hello. Hello.
The fine arts.
Shout out to your purple lights also on the Empire State Building. I've really been tracking the lights lately.
Oh, yeah, you have a
I have a
view.
Good view of the Empire State Building, and I didn't realize that it's a whole thing, like mm-hmm. that every night the lights mean something.
Yeah.
And so now you can go to the calendar and you can see, and they had a nice purple array on the night of their graduation. It pops off. Sometimes I post it if I think it's an especially good show or if the light means something iconic, especially during the 40th anniversary of the Teletubb. No, 40th. That's too much. It was like 25th or something.
Wow.
Maybe it was 40th.
I don't know.
But it was... That sounds too many years on Tinky Winky. she's two. But they did the Teletubbies colors, which we simply have to stand. And had them at the building.
Yeah, and sometimes they sync it to music.
Yes.
So you can tune into the DJ.
Yeah.
We gotta get like you up there.
Thing. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Yeah. You're like, wow, I've never seen this high before.
Have you gone up there? Have you done
no,
that?
No, that is the one thing that I have not.
Yeah.
Done.
I did it once when I was like 8 visiting with family. And yeah, it was high up. I didn't like it.
I've never even been in the building. Isn't that weird? I've been here 16 years, never
There's
done
a fun
it.
Like ride thing. There's like a simulator that you do as well that you like flying through New York. But yeah. I mean, I tend to not do like the most obvious things here. I just went to the New York Public Library for the first time. I live right by it.
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous. Spoiler alert.
Well, it's also very touristy, these places.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
But I guess it's like they're so touristy that you don't think of even doing it. And it's like you should probably see what the big fuss is about eventually.
Yeah.
Just never, Times Square is never worth it.
No.
Never worth it.
No.
No. Mm-mm. I know if you're a pop star, you need to go and get your selfie with your New Music Friday billboard. But otherwise, you got to stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the new thing for the girls. That billboard, that skinny New Music Friday.
Oh, yeah. The little skinny one that they're redoing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's getting a makeover.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is she getting wider?
I think so, actually. Okay. And she's getting a roof deck.
Ooh.
Yeah. So now there will be a roof deck that you can be right under the ball.
Okay.
That little skinny tower that's above the...
Yeah, of course.
The police department thing.
Yep.
You know?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Changes. Shout out to New York.
Shout out to New York. It's been waiting for you. Shout out to the 212.
If you know the words... This is for New York. Yeah, it's so cute seeing all the little graduates like roaming.
I know.
Oh.
Hopes and dreams. We had them once.
I know. Well, my graduation was ruined. That's a different story. But
I was just thinking about that. I don't remember mine. Like, it's almost like a hole in my memory. Like, I guess it's kind of the same as when you have a big life event, like a wedding or something. It's a blur.
Mm-hmm.
Because I very vaguely remember the day.
Yeah. I don't know. Mine was Radio City. And the song was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, which
2010?
Was iconic. 10? Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the ballad was The Climb.
Oh, very iconic.
And I remember I was like such a hater.
Yeah.
I was like, ew, I can't believe they picked Miley Cyrus.
I went to... Jewish liberal arts school in outside of Boston, and I think it was like Regina Spektor, and like it was a very artsy scene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway,
bops.
I Got a Feeling would have been good, suitable.
Yeah, it was very weird being like in Radio City, and then all of a sudden it's just like bam, 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 and I was like, what?
Oh my god.
Parties, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, literally. It was like that era of like Jersey Shore and then graduating.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Shout out to the cast of Jersey Shore who's currently boycotting MTV.
Oh, that also happened this week.
That did happen this week. A joint notes app statement.
Where's the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, the joint note app thing was so stupid. Like,
You can't stop the sands of time or the reboots and the make, you know, the all of that. That all happens. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they always try the next generation, Degrassi the new generation.
Yeah.
It's always going to be cyclical. And yeah, it sounds like MTV is trying to reboot Jersey Shore with a new,
I'm here for it.
New cast of hopefully entertaining Guidos.
I hope they're in Belmar.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But the original cast is not feeling it.
They got their own
They got family
thing
vacation.
For years.
Yeah.
Also, it's just weird to me that they're so against it. Like, I understand that they are Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
They need to understand. Like, I don't think they understand that they will always be no.
Yeah.
Like, this is not taking away from
the
legacy. And if you reboot it and it does well and it lives on, your show that is old is going to live on streaming.
Yeah.
You're still going to get royal. Like, you're still going to be relevant.
I'm sure it's
they're
going to
bring
thing.
You back.
I'm sure it's the royalties thing. I'm sure they want like a bigger piece of the pie of the Jersey Shore legacy. Probably.
Maybe.
You know?
They'll bring you back for an episode. You'll get paid again. Like, just.
And they can do it like Housewives of New York and have the veterans versus the newbies seasons going side by side, a little crossover episode.
Mm-hmm.
Snooki punching a new girl.
Oh, like, an iconic.
There's lots of options.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, too, is like when a series kind of fizzles out and dies and then you can't find it on streaming anywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of sucks. But like they'll obviously put all of it.
Yeah.
Girls, just relax.
Yeah. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm. I did like the tweets that were like the hard work in question, and it was all video clips because the statement
the
said like all of the hard work we've put in,
yep.
And then Twitter dragged them by saying the hard work in question with snippets.
Yeah.
So it's Dina in the back of the cab being like, "I don't know where I'm gonna shot," and Sammy's like, "Okay, I'm here And I'm staying, whether you like it or not.
Well, I mean, so many iconic moments.
Yeah.
Reality TV
gold.
Don't
come into my room, call me a cunt, and then walk downstairs. Diana, Dina, whatever the fuck your fucking name is.
Ronnie, stop.
Get real. And then she's got the bangles clinging up.
First of all, and second of all.
This is going to be so bad.
I could monologue that whole scene.
The whole season, really.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, iconic.
Well, speaking of changing seasons.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Rolling
and
right
girls
along.
Girls need to give it up.
Girls.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, well, there's a singing competition on the air.
Yep.
Called The Voice, which is ironically more well known for its judges than its contestants. And that's not even shade. That's just objectively The Voice's situation. It's a rotating, a revolving door of celebrity judges. And the upcoming season was just announced. And we've got two outs and two ins. So Blake Shelton and John Legend still in. But Kelly Clarkson out. Ariana Grande out. And now instead we have the return of Gwen Stefani. So they're going to have Gwen and Blake together again.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't even realize that. So you just said it. That's right. Yeah. They're a couple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And introducing, although she was a guest mentor once, Camila Cabello.
Find the note. Find the note.
Camila is joining as the fourth coach. And
It's giving chair.
It's giving swivel chair. It's giving rotating chair.
Don't give him that. That's too good.
It's too good. Oh, she's going to use it a caption. No, she's not because they broke up. But maybe she still will. It's giving revolving red swivel chair.
Oh.
Well. Whatever keeps you out of the recording studio is a win for all of us. No, that's overly harsh.
Yeah, I can't sing, so I really should not have an opinion on this.
Uh-huh.
However,
here we go.
I would have a hard time as a contestant sitting there and being told that I can't sing by, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope someone out there says it.
I think the probably having the X Factor experience is what made it an obvious choice for them.
Yeah.
The shit that I see, you don't have that many.
You know what? I hope she has a fun time. And we've got Gwen back.
I'm sure we'll get some funny clips out of it.
We'll get some funny clips. I am, you know, maybe this will bully Gwen into something. Maybe another, you know, Baby Don't Lie.
Justice for Baby Don't Lie.
You never know, because they do need to promote things when they're on that show. So it'll probably be like...
And Kelly needs a break.
Oh, Kelly needs a break. That was actually the best news of the whole thing,
yes,
is that she's off it. That's one step closer to this divorce album and everything else that we're waiting for from her. So she's too booked and busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fortunate she's not on this anymore.
She might be the hardest working legend of the year.
I mean, what can't she do? What job doesn't she take? She does. The show alone, the Kelly Clarkson show, should be her only show,
mm-hmm,
her only thing she's doing. I mean, it is crazy. The Voice, American Song Contest, and her show at the same time at one point? No, too much.
Legend.
Legend. Take a break and finish that album.
Yeah.
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 Well, I don't know about you. Say what you want, but I saw zero beauty at The Voice.
Oh.
I think it's time that we pivot to a new segment.
New?
It's so new, it's old.
Say what you want, but I saw zero beauty at this year's DragCon. What happens to the glamour?
I'm going to look it up.
Yes, everyone, it is time for a segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my god, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Oh my god, what is it called?
Oh,
Gia Gunn is at it again.
And our, I fucking love it.
Our most reliable villain. mm-hmm. of Drag Race.
Agent of Chaos.
Agent of Chaos. Knower of Vroom Vroom. Master of Wonky Eyelashes. And CEO of Milk and Cookies.
Miss yeah.
Gia Boom Boom Gun.
So... So it was DragCon.
It was DragCon.
In LA.
Yeah.
And Gia Gunn went on Twitter and tweeted, say what you want, but I saw zero beauty at this year's DragCon. What happened to the glamour? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people took it seriously and went in.
Yep. They did. That was their first mistake,
mm-hmm.
including our favorite fighter and Christina Stan.
Yeah.
Pheromone.
Xtina impersonator.
Yes. No. And my favorite joking. Drag queen that I apparently saw when I was blackout in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Her ball sack fell out.
Right.
Oh. Sorry.
Didn't see it.
I don't remember it. Yep. Popped right out of the leotard, girl.
Yep.
Like, boop.
Flashback you can check that out on the 2013 episode of It's Britney, Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a year.
What a year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's almost 10 years ago.
10 years.
Ew.
Are you aware that Pheromone used to be like a scene, emo scene, like MySpace legend?
No.
I didn't know that either. And I was seeing a Gen Zer on TikTok do like recaps of where are they now. And they're like, you might remember they're actually Pheromone now. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
Pheromone clapped back a few times.
So she tweeted, I know somebody that looks like the human embodiment of the Scream mask didn't just come for everybody's drag con looks, LOL.
But my favorite was actually the follow-up to that one when she tweeted, uh-oh, we've upset Miss Ketamine Continental 2022.
Oh, that was a good one.
I just feel...
Nobody was killed because of Stonewall.
Is going to be used out of context about any canceled Thai tea gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like, uh-oh, here comes Miss Ketamine Continental.
I wish there was a soundbite to it.
Yes.
That could be used on TikTok.
I know.
Like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Look, here comes Miss Ketamine Continental. And she's just someone walking.
Ugh. Yeah.
Someone do that.
Yeah.
Some gay out there.
Narrate it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just did. It's probably going to be yours that goes viral.
I know. I can't go to Thai tea till June, so.
Oh, is there a time limit?
What do you mean?
Like, how come?
Because I'm working Sundays.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So once I'm not doing that, then I can go to Thai tea.
I wonder if somebody's going to show up in a sash, a custom sash that says Miss Ketamine Continental.
Gaze, if you're out
Gia
there.
Gia might. She might have the sense of humor for it. I don't know.
Miss Ketamine Continental.
Yeah.
With a crown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a little bit of an indirect back and forth between the two. I'll just say this. If you can't find the instant humor in Gia Gunn, then I feel bad for you because I think she's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel bad for you, but like you're just, you don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's why I kind of feel bad for you. Shout out to people who don't get Gia Gunn's humor. I kind of feel bad for you.
Yeah, she's just always funny.
She's always
funny. How do you
funny?
Not think she's funny?
Right. Like, I will take any drag she has of me, anything, mm-hmm. because it's like, yes, it's so good.
Yeah.
So.
This is a place for legend.
Yeah. This is a place for legendary legends.
There's
legend
room for everyone. Let's just say that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So be on your.
Which wasn't that comment fatphobic.
Which one?
When she was like. There's room for everyone. Let's just say that.
Oh, I don't remember who she was talking about.
I think it was
time.
Yeah, I think it was fatphobic. I'm gonna
well, she certainly has a track record, but mm-hmm. I do have to say,
the
highly
other one, her being like, oh, like everything she does is just fucking funny.
Sure is.
Except for like the anti-mask.
Oh, I mean stuff, that's like part like, of her thing. She's a full nightmare.
Yeah. Like I said last week.
Yeah.
Everyone that is entertaining. Not everyone.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are entertaining are problematic.
Everyone is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, chicks, the dolls are the dolls.
Oh, are the dolls, darling. Oh, no. I saw on my Instagram story, someone posted a photo of themselves with all their white gay friends and said, the dolls. And I was like, no.
That's a whole other nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dolls are dwelling.
Well, speaking of
Chad,
legends,
Kyle, and Tom.
Speaking of legends and icons and iconic people in iconic places.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
Two absolute icons sitting next to each other at the Dior Men's Fashion Show over in the past few days. When was it? This past week?
Yep.
Legendina and Rita Ora
sat next to each other.
Next to each other at the fashion show. I can only imagine what they discussed.
Probably nothing.
Maybe nothing.
Like, Christina probably did not speak to her.
That might be possible. And Taika Waititi was next to Rita, obviously, her boyfriend, director, Marvel. You never know. Maybe Christina was like, I love your work. If you're looking for any more superheroes.
She probably would.
Christina Aguilera in a Marvel movie would end me. It would be everything.
Her superpower would just be like screaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Like if you play League of Legends, do you know Cho'Goth? Mm-hmm. How he like screams and it mutes people or silences them? Yeah. That would be Christina.
The woman was too stunned to speak is basically the effect that it has.
Yeah. Or it's like Cassiopeia's ult.
Yeah.
If you get it, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very niche reference.
It was.
But someone out there got it. I see you and you're giggling right now.
In any case, Ora Aguilera happened and we just want to celebrate that moment and feel this moment because they looked fantastic. No surprise there.
Oh, she slayed.
Yeah. And then Christina eventually did upload like a whole montage, which was perfect. No surprise there. Now, I believe you wanted to bring up some men.
Oh, yeah.
Or a man.
So a high fashion pick that I have for the week is Shawn Mendes at the Juno Awards, which is in overseas places like Canada. Serve.
Yep.
And then the Tommy Hilfiger campaign.
Oh, yeah. That's where he got that nice coat for the Met Gala.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a Tommy boy.
But the Juno look was a slay.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Junos, shout out to Avril Lavigne,
mm-hmm.
inventor of Canadian music, who performed a classic.
Yes, she did. I'm with you.
I mean,
she was also serving.
She actually was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she looked gorgeous. Yeah. And it wasn't just like, you know, skater boy, punky, whatever vibes. Like it was kind of like the glam version of it.
Yeah. It's like the mature,
mm-hmm.
but she still has that Avril.
Edgy punk vibe. Mm-hmm. I like to rock out.
Yeah. She's a rock girl.
To throw shit. Get man. Yeah. Shout out to Avril. And she's not the only pop queen who slayed.
Nope.
In the
city.
There's
more.
There's the more, if you can believe it. We did bring her up earlier. It's from the climb to the Big Apple.
Yeah.
Miss Miley Cyrus stepped out in the city looking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So hot. Showed up for the NBC upfronts where she announced the New Year's special is happening again with her, which is huge. And then she went to go see Chicago with Pam Anderson, got to meet her backstage, iconic photos and iconic places. But her looks when she was stepping out in the city.
The teased hair.
The hair.
Know what it was giving me? A little bit.
What?
Sable.
It was definitely.
The tease.
It was also giving.
With the bangs.
This is also going to be like a too niche reference that only three people will know. But there was a member of Atomic Kitten called Jenny Frost. And I saw several UK gays say, no, that's Jenny Frost. If you look her up, you might agree.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Looking that one up.
Oh my God, that literally looks like Miley and her mom combined.
Yes, yes. Jenny Frost by Crash Landing on iTunes,
oh my God,
she's
giving like Xtina and Britney here in this one.
Yes, completely.
Wow.
A legend. We stand Jenny Frost in this house.
Slay.
Slay. I'm so glad I got to bring her up. Speaking actually of UK legends, another one, Victoria Beckham did a Grazia
Heard
full
of her.
Spread. She got Playboy ears on, sort of, like Madonna ears, actually. Madonna wore those ears. And She did a whole shoot for like all the editions of Grazia, like internationally. And it was a sleigh. It did remind me, though, that I had an early gay awakening. I don't know if this is the same for you, but Victoria and David Beckham did a shoot together. I don't know if you remember this.
It's in my Legends binder.
It's I'm David Beckham's like butt crack tattoo of his son's name. Like, doesn't it say Romeo?
I don't know what it says.
Right.
I'm never going to get close enough to read it. So.
It was for W Magazine, and the feature was called American Idols. It was in 2007. I just remember the absolute, like...
Oh, yeah. Legends binder material.
Bisexual panic. Men. But it's so, so good. And just seeing her on the magazine was like, wait a minute. I remember a legendary shoot that I wanted to bring up because...
Yep.
This, yes, this cover. Yep. I remember it so... Mm-hmm. Posh and Beck's. So hot. All of the photos together. Her choppy highlight hair that everyone wanted. This was the shot that I was like, oh, yes, I am gay. I am gay. Him in the tighty whities with, no, it was not Romeo, it was Brooklyn, is his fucking tramp stamp, but he does have all three, Romeo, Cruz, and Brooklyn on his back.
Wow.
Oh.
Cruising and Brooklyn.
Cruising in Brooklyn. Things we've all done.
Everyone's ears just perked up listening.
Oh. Oh my God. So yeah, shout out to the Beckhams. Yeah. As always.
We need you to reunite with the Spice Girls, though.
We do. Enough with the photos.
Yeah. We need you to step behind the microphone, not just the camera. Anywho.
Anywhomst.
Speaking of behind the camera, I think it's time for a little TikTok
swack.
Lots of happenings this week.
Lots happening all over the world. Including the Queen of Coney Island herself, Miss...
Something fun. Something for the summertime. Yeah. Something for the girls to, you know, get ready and party to.
This is for the girls who get high by the beach. Miss Lana Del Rey is going off. She went to the Gucci party in Italy. First of all, she was singing all over Italy, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
An a cappella moment. She went to this high fashion party. And all of a sudden, they played the dreaded Cedric Gervais EDM remix of Summertime Sadness that went number one for 50 fucking...
Dreaded?
Yes, because it's, like, infamous that she fucking hated it, or so it was said, because she never acknowledged it. It was sort of this unspoken thing that she was, like, not into it, Just generally, it was, like... I think she disparaged it in an interview at one point, but it was not her vibe. Like, that was like peak EDM while she was.
Maybe she didn't want anyone to think she was going electronic.
Yes. She didn't want you to get thrown.
To get too excited.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But in this moment of like redemption, a decade later, I guess, the DJ was playing at this party and she just decided to put down her drink, get on the chair, and do a little dance, a little interpretive dance. And she went off in a way I haven't seen Lana go off. She looked so happy, too. And it did just make the stand-up, like, flood back into my brain. I don't know what it was exactly, but, like, truly Born to Die was such a moment for me and that whole era a decade ago. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm feeling it again. And then right after, there was a whole W Magazine spread, and it just made me, like, stand mode operated all over again, because I was like, maybe this new album is going to do it for me.
I think seeing her dancing to it shows a fun, not so serious side of her.
It was needed. I think
she's gotten very serious lately.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So this is fun. Kind of in the way that like Allie and AJ redoing their old hits. Mm. Mandy Moore coming around and warming up to her old music.
Yes, yes.
Hillary. We need you to get on board next. But when the girls kind of acknowledge
the classic,
these things.
Yeah.
Because that song really is kind of a classic.
It is.
The locals go fucking nuts to that.
They do. And it was something that I think because it was so big, she was like, I am not acknowledging that. That is not me. I do all of this. And she went fully left lane with Ultraviolence and went hard and dark. And I feel like it was just nice to see. It's the same with Marina acknowledging Electra Heart. Mm-hmm. It's like
those videos of Gaga drunk dancing to Chromatica songs. Iconic.
You mean this summer?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like
Chromatica ball?
Her dancing to like Rain on Me when she was like.
Oh my God. Yeah. It is so like, I guess, heartwarming to see. There has been quite a bit of a 2012-y sort of re-up for the girls. I mean, Florence, Marina, Charlie, Lana, like all of them kind of the alt indie girls coming around again. And it's, I don't know, it's nice to see. I like it. So yeah, shout out to Lana. And speaking of classics.
Speaking of classics and the summertime.
Yes.
There is a video that is going viral on Twitter.
Sure is.
I posted on my stories earlier. It will get multiple uses. There's a drag queen who face planted. Cool for the Summer was blasting.
At a pool party.
Yeah.
Now, there's context to that.
There is, yeah. Because the universe works in funny ways.
Sure does.
Now, if you know, when Cool for the Summer first came out, uh-huh. Demi was performing at a pool party. I think it was a Pride event.
Yeah, I think so.
And the heel went out and fully face planted.
Fully.
Fully. Like, ate shit, flipped off the stage into the pool. And
was very cool for that summer.
Honestly, it was a mood.
It was a mood.
Like, that is cool for the summer. To me, it's like, pool party, you slip.
And I think a lot of people, set it to, like, the moment the beat hits mm-hmm. to when they flopped.
Yeah.
And same with the drag queen. We've got a lot of moments from a lot of mileage from this already. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's something with the song.
I don't know. Literally in this video, it's like, take me down and boom, just flips. Like, I don't even know what.
Do not perform this song near a body of water.
That's like the only place that people perform it.
I know. It's cool for the summer. Don't tell your mother and don't perform it near a body
Take
of water.
Down. Boom. Flips in the pool.
You definitely go nowhere near it.
No, this is me and Asbury Park.
Your penchant for like concussions.
This is you asking for it.
This is you.
No, I really can't.
I know you can't. You can't.
The third one almost took me out. If I get a fourth, it's over.
It's over.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I'll be wearing a helmet.
You're a cat with four lives.
Literally. Oh. But yeah, seeing this made me like, you know, my Fire Island days.
Yep. The short-lived Fire Island era.
You
can always make a comeback.
I know. My first year cracked my head open.
Well.
And I went back.
Yep. Cool for the summer, indeed.
Yeah.
There's another viral video. It was a late-breaking addition to the news bulletin that we share. I saw this pop off like wildfire in the past 24 hours.
Yep.
Which is hilarious given that the song is now 8 years old.
That's how it happens.
That is how it happens. It's so organic. Yes, everyone, we're taking another Real Housewives detour. Miss Candy posted a TikTok of herself.
Fly above Chanteuse.
Fly above Chanteuse. Making her way to the stage at the Lovers and Friends Festival. And she just wrote, I was giving legs, hips, and body at the Lovers and Friends Festival. Now, along with that, she included a sound. I don't know what it was.
Unreal.
The memes are unreal. Twitter is calling it a BBL ancient chant.
Honestly, this could be transformed into like a summertime sadness EDM bop.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Purple disco machine needs to remix this.
Yes. Now, legs, hips, body, which by the way, walked so that hair, body, face could run, is by Candy Portia and D Woods of Danny Kane with a slight feature from Funky Dineva. Remember from that era of YouTube?
That era.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is from 2014 for A Mother's Love, the musical.
Oh, which was on the show.
Was on the show.
Uh-huh.
And it's just now doing the rounds with a quickness And it is the tweets, the memes are good. We highly encourage you to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I saw her tweet out the link to it just to be like, oh, stream it now since it's making all this commotion.
And people will.
Yes.
I like Candy.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just like, I know this isn't the woman who wrote No Scrubs.
It is.
It is.
And Don't Be Tardy for the Party.
Exactly. She can.
And Fly Above.
She can write. Her pen knows no bounds. She can do funny. She can do.
I think she's the richest housewife.
Well, that would make sense because of her. She can do whatever. Yeah. Her royalties, for sure. And of course, Don't Think I'm Not is
Who
objectively.
Said that? Also known for that.
Yep.
That is.
Who said that? Trademarks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We love Candy. Candy coated.
Hard Candy.
The sex toy line. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Candy by Mandy Moore.
We love all forms of candy. Candy shop. Yeah. So legs, hips, body available
See
now.
Which flavor you like.
Speaking of, actually, we're going to get into some new old music because looks like Green Hair and Mechanical Horses and redoing your classics is the thing now.
It is.
There's
only so many chords and only so many melodies.
It's only 12 notes. Two icons have remixed, remastered, still iconic'd their works. One you'll be familiar with because she's been doing it for 4 years. Madonna has released the Frozen on Fire remix of Frozen, this being her third or fourth remix of Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
It features a new vocals, a new verse, which makes it the most interesting of them all, I suppose. She threatened us and then did a TikTok live that I think she got banned from.
She did.
I only could manage 2 minutes of it because I was ashamed because this psychic guy, psychic, the guy who did the remix.
Psy-iconic.
I wish.
Oh.
Imagine her doing the fucking interview.
Her popping in with Madonna.
I'm a Christian.
You make music for the homosexuals.
Homosexuals. I wish. No, this Frozen on Fire mix, she did the TikTok live and I got really upset because I tuned in and he's like, he wears a mask like Marshmallow or Deadmau5.
Did you see?
I saw.
Marshmallow.
Unmasked.
Unmasked.
That's a man.
The flavor.
Somebody. Why would you hide behind that fucking marshmallow head? Looking like
I
that.
I would marsh his mellow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, double stuffed.
Double stuffed.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
My God. Shove your stick in me and roast me over a fire. No.
Not this again.
Oh, my God.
Where's Kelly Rowland to tweet about it?
Spread me between two face. Graham crackers. Oh, I can't. You don't stand men. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting, yeah.
Anyway, back to legends.
Back to
girls.
Psychic. So I tuned in and he goes, I like the one that's like, and she's like, don't tell me. And he's like, yeah, I love that one. And I just had like secondhand cringe embarrassment of like a man talking to Madonna and being like, what's that one? Like, oh, God.
What an idiot.
You don't feel, like, any shame or, like, I don't know. Anyway, I had to log out of that one.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
I need to add that to the soundboard. I'll get canceled. But add that to the soundboard.
Well, that's embarrassing. And the Frozen on Fire remix is available for all interested. You know, I know you're craving another.
I don't mind it.
No, but it's also, like, again, a fucking again.
Yeah.
However, yeah. At the same time, more surprisingly, and done better.
Oh.
The legendary Miss Kylie Minogue did a collaboration with Magnum Ice Cream. Now, I did a quick deep dive because I had always thought it was the case. Magnum Ice Cream and Magnum Condoms, not the same company.
I had no idea there was Magnum Ice Cream.
Oh, I knew it, and I thought it was the same company for some reason. They should package them together at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
There was, you know, there's a concept there.
There's a concept there.
Flavors.
The classic Can't Get You Out of My Head got a remix by a very cool DJ, EDM producer, remixer, Peggy Gu. And she did a midnight remix of this song. She's from South Korea, and she now lives in Berlin. And I was just starting to deep dive on her because I was like, this remix is good. I need to know more about her.
I started following her like 3 months ago. Yeah. And then I saw this and I was like, wait a minute.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is very cool. And this remix is great. They even did a clever little remix video for it where Peggy sort of like mind travels into the original video for Can't Get You Out of My Head. And there's new backgrounds and stuff. That's a lot of effort for a ice cream promo, but I thought it's great. And the whole concept is remixing the classics because I guess the ice cream is like doing remixes of flavors. So, I mean, if you got the money.
All the flavors.
That's a concept.
That is a concept. But would be embarrassing.
No, I think, if she sang that, I would not be happy.
Like, there's just like, you know, like in the video, how they're like a body, like, formed. Be like,
she could have remixed chocolate too.
Integrated marketing.
Yeah. But I mean, this is a success in my opinion. I thought the remix was really fresh and modern. So I hate a half-hearted marketing opportunity or ploy or whatever, but I felt like this remix was done well. And they kind of went above and beyond, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Probably. I'm going to write about it, I think.
Agreed.
I'm into it.
Love when a girl goes electronic.
It's a concept. And you do have some electronic picks.
I do. I have a little bit of a moment here for the girls.
A little mini playlist.
It's been a while.
Yes.
New Music Fridays have not been giving.
Right.
But this week, I have a selection for the girls.
The finest selection.
And in order from like energy levels.
Carrie Hilson energy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That song's so good.
It sure is.
How can we get that to be like popular again?
I was just thinking that. Like, I feel like there could be some sort of TikTok trend.
Taking all of my energy.
But somebody, they got to like slow it and reverb it. And then somebody does something
energy.
Dramatic.
Energy.
Yeah. There's a concept.
Yep. Something like that.
Yep.
Anywho, so first track is called Daydream by Blonde Maze. It's like a mix of Purity Ring and Shaloo. Poolside daytime moment for you.
Check.
Next up, When the Sun Goes Down by Bound to Divide and Lauren Lament. Lament. Unsure how to pronounce that. Sorry. That's like sunset. You know, the sun's starting to set. You're, you know, feeling a little buzzed.
Yep.
We Don't Stand Men, but my number one most played of last year, Sieb.
Oh, yeah.
Has remixed their song from like forever ago, Drink About. The Wolfgang, We, and Marcus Nebby remix, Bob. Then we have Purple Disco Machine's Lizzo remix, About Damn Time.
Which is Bob. Slaying the charts right now.
Yes.
Because it's a TikTok trend and it happened kind of organically.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, somebody came up with a dance and now Reese Witherspoon's doing it.
Oh.
Everyone.
Well, it's about damn time.
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
This is the way, one of the ways to really chart. So
I liked the one TikTok that was someone filming their boyfriend. And he's like, every time I log on TikTok, my whole entire feed is just, pump me up. And she's just filming his genuine reaction.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's the truth.
But this is good. Also, I mean, his Rain On Me remix is really good.
Oh, Purple Disco Machine is it.
But I feel like he's getting better.
Yeah.
Like if you listen to it, like he's really, not that he wasn't good, but you know what I'm saying.
It's getting more complex.
Yes.
The production.
So we stand that. And then my song of the week.
Uh-oh.
Summer Smash. I feel like this is going to be on repeat for a while.
Yep.
Sagala and Talia Mar. Stay the Night.
Oh, yeah. Bop.
Bop.
Yeah. I mean, they kind
Holy
of always
snapped.
Slay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. They're very reliable in a sort of like Gorgon City. Who else? Like who was killing it for a while there consistently with
Heidi Montag.
Heidi Montag. The string. Clean Bandit. Like the collabs were like boom, boom, boom. Like hit, hit, hit. Yeah.
Bop.
Bop.
It's so good. I was also thinking this could be Chromatica adjacent.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We still need our opener.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually segues perfectly into the next song because she wants it bad. And I'm not talking about Addison Rae.
Oh. Still no Addison Rae.
Still no fucking Addison Rae.
How embarrassing.
Anyway, we're not talking about Addison, however. We're talking about somebody who, in an interview, said that they would love to. They've tried to. They've reached out to Babe. They've done all the things, and now it's just in Gaga's hands. We're talking about Rina Sawayama, who is back with a new era. This whole thing happened since the last time we recorded. Mm-hmm. Announced Hold the Girl, album 2, coming September 2nd. Lead single, This Hell, teased through pamphlets. Mm-hmm. Rina's going to hell. And performed it live. And yeah, her Shania referencing country, ironic, born this way, banger. That's probably the description.
There's so many shades of Gaga in this.
Very much so. Super born this way. I'm getting Electric Chapel. I'm getting Judas. Ooh. I'm getting very much that. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek lyricism.
Heavy Metal Lover.
Yes.
One of the best Gaga songs.
Yes. And like thematically, it's born this way in the sense of like, well, if we're all LGBTs, I'll see you there.
Yeah.
It's very that. Like, if we're all going to burn, see you there. You know, it comes at a topical time in pop culture anyway, with all the things happening politically. And, you know, a lot of our girls do have our LGBT anthems. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I heard that she has been listening to Xenomania and Girls Aloud as inspiration, and some people claimed that this song has that. I didn't hear that. I didn't pass my Aloud check, really. Perhaps the silly lyrics and structure, maybe a little bit, but
no, I heard Gaga.
For me, it was giving more Gaga-esque energy. And then, of course, she said she was listening to a lot of female country artists, and if you get that Shania reference. And a little bit of that like country lick to it.
Hmm.
But yeah, we're excited for Rina. We're waiting to see. We're holding the girl until September 2nd. Excited to see what comes of this era and all of the pop explosion, because she is one to do a put it all in a blender kind of situation. Max Martin meets, you know, angry guitars and all that at once.
Yeah. All that timing would work as a Chromatica opener.
For sure. Yeah. There's been names floated. Charlie, Rina.
Sigala.
Heidi.
I did check their tour schedule. They are free. I'm going to get canceled
for suggesting
a man over.
Yes, you will be.
Whatever, I said it.
You know what? It could be like, it could happen. I don't know.
I want to shake my tits.
Well, I have a feeling that's what... I can't even promise that. It's probably going to be Tom Cruise dropping from a plane.
Oh, no. I forgot about
talk
that.
To you about...
Hold my hands.
Yeah.
Has anyone made that a dance remix yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
Yeah. I think the second a Lady Gaga song drops, a Brazilian instantly fetches it and throws a beat on it and puts it on SoundCloud.
Hit the slay button.
They hit the slay button on it. There's a pre-made button for it. Speaking of hitting the slay button,
mm-hmm.
which is funny because I was thinking of this compilation before this announcement. Now that's what I call music. Said, now that's what I call F word.
Let's talk about the F word.
For the first time ever, I think.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I guess it must be.
I think it is the first time ever.
Yeah.
They have released... Now that's what I call pride.
That's what I call a...
yeah, literally.
That was fighting for gay rights, and people were killed.
Oh, my God. Yes, a massive, because, of course, the gays need it, 4-CD collection of iconic gay anthems. And I do...
Actual CD.
Actual CD. I do kind of think they nailed it, honestly.
They... slayed this, like, to be honest.
There are some selections that are pretty inspired. Cher,
now
Believe.
That's what I call slay.
Yes. Cher, Believe, Xenomania mix. I mean, just talking about them now, that's pretty iconic. But like My All, Club Mix, Hello. There's a whole section actually where...
Euphoria, Loreen. Oh, Dancing on My Own, Robin.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fucking good. There's a section that really goes off, though. I mean, Grace Jones, I Need a Man. That's like a specific reference. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Of course, you got classics like Cece Peniston, Finally, I'm Every Woman, Chaka Khan.
Anywhere, Rita Ora.
All the classics are here.
Dancing with a Stranger, Sam Smith, Normani, Bop.
You've got new, you've got old. It's a good set. I will be on. That's so shady. I didn't realize they included Shawn Mendes, If I Can't Have You.
Oh.
That's so shady.
I mean, he would have had to approve it, right?
I think so. That's so interesting. Wow. Some of them are like, okay, well, that's just what's popping now. Like, The Weeknd and Ariana Grande, Save Your Tears is like,
that's not a gay anthem.
That's not a gay anthem. That's just a good
Into
song.
Into You should have been on here.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, every compilation can't be perfect, but I do think that this was a surprisingly great set. They've got Liza. My God. They've got a lot.
Speaking of Now Music.
Uh-oh.
Did I ever tell the story how I've only shoplifted once and it was an accident?
No.
And it was a Now Music CD.
You just had it clutched in your gay hands and you were so excited. You walked outside and you were like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. It was at like a record store in Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I was holding it. And then my mom was like, we're leaving. So we walked out, but I still had it in my hand. Oh, and I didn't realize it until I got into the car.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, I can't say anything. Like, what do? I accidentally stole it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Prison.
Mm-hmm.
Jail. Police?
It was Now 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, classics all around.
In My Pocket, Mandy Moore. Ugh. Bop.
I have never.
Never had a dream come true, S Club 7. Like, looking at this cover, the image of the cover, I'm having anxiety because I still feel so bad and guilty.
The only time I ever stole was a Pokemon card in fourth or fifth grade. And it was, I believe, an Oddish. I'm not positive, but my family didn't get Pokemon cards yet. And I was so jealous of the boys who were trading it in class that during recess or whatever, I grabbed one from one of his little, you know, the trading card.
Oh,
binders.
The binders.
And I just wanted a shitty one because I wasn't going to take a holographic Charizard or something. And I got home and immediately, this is extremely me, first thing I did, I walk in the door, I told my mother I stole a Pokemon card. And she was like, well, you got to give that back to Jeff. Jeff, I'm still sorry. I went to your home in shame. I handed it to you. And I remember I handed it to him and he's like, you can keep it if you want.
You're like, it's just an Oddish.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I can't. That's extremely me behavior. I cannot hold down a lie to save my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boys. Boys with Pokemon cards.
Trauma.
I can't believe you took an Oddish.
Well, I love Gloom, so I think I was just aiming for Gloom, but a lot of unpacking and sharing this episode.
Now, that's what I call jail. Basically.
That's how this episode ends.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
Gay rights.
There's so much that I still have to catch up on. There's the new Uffy album that I still have to dive into. There's Legendary. I hear a Keke Palmer performance happens. I mean, there's a lot that I still have to dig into, admittedly. There's too much happening.
Yeah.
But I will be. You know, sometimes it's content overload.
Yeah.
And then you're forced to just immediately retreat into what you know, which is Danny Minogue's Neon Nights on repeat. Oh, perfectly set, actually. Danny Minogue, breaking news, is hosting a gay reality show in the UK. 12 sexy singles are heading to Europe. And I guess the concept is you kiss somebody that they deem is your match from the jump, the first episode. And then you do the mingling and you see if the one you kissed was the one who you'll end up with at the end. It's called I Kissed a Boy, which I hate that name.
Oh.
It could have been any Danny Minogue song title. I know. I'm extremely jealous. I was not aware this is happening. I would have applied just to be in her presence. But yeah. I mean, gay rights, an ally.
What if you make out in the first episode and you're like, absolutely not. And you just sit there the whole time.
Well, then I think you mix and mingle after that.
Oh.
I think the challenge is like, are you meant to be with this person that you first kissed when you got there?
Or are you meant to be? It'll be.
I I'm a little confused on the concept. It's an 8-part reality series. 10 single men. They head to Europe. Before they arrive, the contestants are paired with who's considered their strongest match. The pair will immediately kiss to test the waters and see if there's a spark. Over the course of the series, they're able to get to know each other freely without any attachments. That just sounds like a Friday night to me.
I was going to say.
Like, I've never not walked into a club.
Roll the cameras at Fire Island.
Yeah. Who has not immediately kissed somebody at the club, and then you decide if you want to leave with them after surveying the scene.
Yeah.
Sounds like Thai tea.
Night. Does.
And Danny said, there's millions of people in the UK looking for love, and I believe love is for everyone. I'm so thrilled for a gay dating show to be entering a sea of other dating shows that have existed for years. This gives me a flutter of love feeling inside just to be part of it. Queen ally. But yeah, it's going to be gross, I'm sure. I think it's going to be fucking, as if they're not all going to be fucking.
Yeah.
That's always what it comes down to when I think of a gay dating show. It's like, but you're all in one room. We're all in one home.
Yeah.
We're all in one hole.
Honestly.
Like, how does that work?
It doesn't.
You have to have really traditionalist gays who truly don't feed into that, I suppose. But
right. Like, they're not like playing up to the camera.
10 Disney adults are staying in Cinderella's castle. Like, that's truly how it could work.
Did you ever watch Prince Charming?
No, but I knew the winner was, what, Riken? Is that his name, right?
No.
That's A-list. Okay. Well, didn't he?
And then they did Prince Charming.
Yeah, but wasn't he like the Prince Charming? Oh, no, that was Robert Sepulveda.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I think of Riken? He did A-list?
He was on A-list New York. Yeah.
No, I did not watch that. I'm sure it was messy. And if it was better, I'm sure there would have been more versions of it by now. I mean, they always talk about having a gay bachelor, and they did accidentally, but...
Oh, yeah. I would need, like, a messy queen cast of all bottoms.
Yeah.
And then the bachelor is a top.
Yeah. They're all bottoms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That would be entertaining.
It would be entertaining.
Uh-huh.
Well,
homosexuals. Also, shout out to Psy Iconic. Everyone's yes. like now catching up.
Absolutely,
to speed.
Yeah, we are getting tweets
about it more.
We're getting feedback.
The lives are just so good.
They're so good.
Terry Jo
is killing it.
Are you homosexual? Like a what? Homosexual. It sends me.
Anytime one of them is from Atlanta, she instantly swipes. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Nope, I already know about your cards."
And then there was the two white girls that came on the other night. And they were getting ready.
The drama apocalypse.
He caught the conspiracy palette.
Yeah.
And the girls were like actually low-key homophobic. Yeah. Live. He was like, Jeffree Star, homosexual. Shane Dawson, homosexual. And she's like, I'm not saying that I support them, but... And I was like, oh my God, like this girl's like being straight up homophobic.
Yeah, I know who
TikTok
you are.
TikTok Live.
Yeah, we love to see it.
Oh my God.
Them and the Whitney Houston, the homophobic dog meme.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can laugh at it.
We can laugh at it. You can't.
Oh.
See, there's more than enough to go around. There's so much happening all the time. Everything everywhere, all at once.
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
So you still have to see it.
Shit.
It's fine. You get a pass because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to celebrate your big day. The big 2-1.
I'm going to have my first White Claw.
You're going to have your first White Claw. And we are going out.
To where?
Well, at least the following week.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Oh, we could go out.
Yeah.
But also, we are going out.
The summer's starting. Mm-hmm. She's starting
with EDM.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we should keep the birthday celebrations going by letting you log out.
Yeah. Bops aplenty this week.
Bops aplenty. And shout out to everybody on the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
As always, if you'd like to join the conversation. We have a Discord where you can chat and talk. It's like an AIM chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that at patreon.com/legends
only. Yeah. Patreon.com/oh yeah. You already said it.
Oops. Yeah.
Dozens of bonus episodes available there.
Available now, and a thriving community of legends, icons.
F words and beyond. Yeah. And right. Until next weekend.
Yes, until next weekend. We Memorial will.
Memorial Slay weekend incoming.
We will.
See you
soon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.